Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us on, subscribe to the page, 10 to 15 articles combating the mainstream media and their lies, along with their useful idiots for the crimes against humanity in so many different ways, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go to the top of the page, click on to Sons of Liberty Radio Live, and subscribe to that live feed on Rumble. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the top left side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, how is it that the bad guys know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth? They hold the truth in unrighteousness, right? They profess themselves to be wise, yet they're fools. Romans 1:18, Romans 1:22. They put the lie for the truth, and they do the darkness for the light, in back and forth, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. You get the point? They're hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 3. They bid you to do certain things, but they themselves don't practice what they preach. That's what makes them hypocrites, pretenders. They act under false pretenses. They have taught their hearts to lie. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Because they accept the narrative that they say they don't believe. And here's another prime example. Folks, did you see this? You can't make it up. Now, I want you to think about Benghazi, what we know about Benghazi, how we've been lied to about that, how they were sitting ducks in Benghazi, and by the grace of God, they were rescued out of that particular situation, but they were there, in essence, left to die by Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration while he's snorting cocaine, watching all of this on a live drone, him and Hillary Clinton, right, the Secretary of State. How many dead bodies do they have around them? The Clintons alone? Hundreds. Barack Hussein Obama? Hundreds, folks. But whatever they tell you, the American people just go along with it. And if you didn't believe it, then why do you let them continue on? Okay? We're talking about right now how they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. Remember that of Extortion 17. Tim Brown just did a show on that this morning. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Eyewitnesses, people that were there, were not being told the truth. What about Iraq? We're not being told the truth about that. Remember, General Wesley Clark told us that if there wasn't oil reserves there, we wouldn't have a military presence there. Right? There's no truth in these people that you listen to. And the mainstream media has been found over and over and over to give cover to conspirators. In fact, put that up against Jeremiah 11:9 and do a little due diligence. And you'll understand that conspiracies are very real today. Right? You guys all remember that of Gary Webb? Remember the guy that broke the story about how the administration, I believe it was Bush's administration during that time, Gary Webb came out and wrote an article how the CIA was actually drug trafficking, right? And before you knew it, we were told that Gary Webb, well, he ended up shooting himself twice in the head. And the American people took the narrative, right? Two gunshot blasts to the head. Webb was found dead in his Carmichael home on December 10th, 2004, with two gunshot wounds to the head. His death was ruled a suicide by the Sacramento County Coroner's Office. I'm not making it up. You can't make this kind of stuff up. How many times did we hear that narrative with the Clintons? Here, let me show you something else, too. Did you see this? I'm going to show you the audio here. Do you remember Waco? Do you remember the tape, which I'm playing on social media platforms right now? Do you remember the tape that showed the agents going into the compound through an upstairs window? It then showed the BATF agents, the acronym, who was out on the roof actually shooting in through the window where those BATF agents had just entered in. Do you all remember this? Yeah, remember it was just all those Davidian branch lunatics, and they were just a bunch of weirdos, and they were this, that, and the other thing. Whatever the mainstream media told you, you drank the Kool-Aid, and you let them do what they did to innocent people. Once again, same thing with Oklahoma City bombing, same thing with September 11th. The American people need to understand that these are the people setting the narrative when it comes to the facts. Whatever's convenient for them when it comes to the facts, okay? I'm playing some audio video right now, and what I'm looking at right now is these bodyguards. Most people didn't know that these were the bodyguards of Bill Clinton that were killed by their own people on video. I'm showing the video right now, okay? But they blamed the Davidian branch members for actually shooting, yet actually were watching the videos of the BATF and the ATF going inside the window at the Davidian branch, where one of their own, when they're all three in there, begin to turn on them and shoot them dead. They just happened to be Bill Clinton's bodyguards. In other words, they knew too much, but the American people drank the Kool-Aid. Hey, folks, what are we talking about right now? They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. And the American people let it go time and time and time and time again. They drink the Kool-Aid. They allow them to set the narrative. And then they wonder why they themselves are set up as sitting ducks in their own country by their own government today. Because you keep believing what you're told. Again, we're talking about how they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. I'm letting this video play out right now. Now watch the ATF shooter, killer, follow in pursuit after three of the bodyguards of Bill Clinton went inside the Davidian branch. What happened? He turned, when they were all in the window, he went back to the window and he shot all three of them dead. Right in front of us, friends. Right in front of us. This isn't a thing that was done in a corner. This is done right before the eyes of the American people, and the American people let it go. Why do they do what they do? They're encouraged, Americans, by you letting it go. Do you understand? They're encouraged by this. They love the fact that you just keep allowing them to set the narratives. Wow, we would just watch an ATF member shoot all three of his own, which happened to be Bill Clinton's bodyguards. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's listen to old Mark Marshall McLuhan. Listen carefully, friends. We're talking about how they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. The news media are not ways of relating to us the real world. They are the real world, and they reshape what remains of the old world at will. Boy, oh, boy, that's pretty telling, isn't it, friends? Hey, remember when Malcolm X told the truth, friends, when he said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Well, isn't that what we're talking about right now? Gary Webb exposes the CIA drug running into South L.A. Before you know it, he's got two gunshot blasts to the back of the head. Oh, my goodness. I mean, folks, should we continue on? Oh, yeah, here, I got another one for you. Did you see this, friends? It's just like whenever the government puts themselves in the position of being the victim, you can rest assured, friends, they're creating the problem. But this all reminds me of Joseph Mengele once again. It comes to my aid right on cue. The more we do to the people, the less the people believe it's us doing it to them. Whoa. Isn't that crazy? So a guy stands up, for example, Gary Webb, stands up, tells the truth about the CIA's drug running, and before you know it, he's got two gunshot blasts to the back of the head, and it's ruled a suicide, and the American people drink the Kool-Aid. Wow. This kind of reminds me of what was going on with Gretchen Whitmer. Remember when she got the rug pulled twice in Michigan concerning her unconstitutional edicts? And before you knew it, the following weekend, friends, when the people were just ready to stand up and rejoice that she was dethroned, the FBI goes and garners up and engineers a conspiracy against her. And before you know it, they throw innocent people in jail, only to find out that the FBI was, in fact, the ones engineering this whole conspiracy. Oh, yeah, friends. Nothing new under the sun, is there? Nope. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Read it when you get a moment. How about we go to this one? Did you hear about this? This is brand new. And I was teeing up the first segment for the second segment. You know, the third cop witness of Capitol riots is found dead from a suicide? Oh, yeah, yeah. You heard me right, folks. I said the third. The third cop witness of the Capitol riots found dead from suicide. Wow. How convenient indeed that is. Oh yeah. Just to relate to you, friends, how they're setting the narrative once again. He committed suicide, too. Yeah. He committed suicide, too. I just want everybody to understand how this is all being played out. Here he is right here for you if you're on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Alert, third cop witness of Capitol riot found dead from suicide. Man, Americans, you are setting yourself up. Do you know, Americans, that you are setting yourself up in the position of a sitting duck just waiting for them to do it to you, because sooner or later it will be done to you. And you can see that on the horizon right now. I don't need to explain as to how they are trying to accuse you, the non-vaccinated, which is a majority of the American people, as the ones that are perpetrating the crimes indeed by not being vaccinated, right? And you all do know, by the way, and I'm being facetious just a little bit, I feel like Elijah in 1 Kings 18, making fun of the false prophets, friends, those that don't pay attention to the truth, right? They serve God, but they, the Bible says they fear God, but they serve their own gods. Yep, those guys too. That's what I'm talking to. That's who I'm talking to. Isn't it interesting that this Delta variant is an adverse side effect from the people that have been vaccinated? Isn't it interesting how they're blaming you for what they're responsible for contriving? Just wanted to share that with you, because what are we talking about right now, friends? They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. And if it wasn't truth, then why are they still there? Only you can answer that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What are they trying to do, friends, the mainstream media? They're trying to recreate a reality that looks just like them, acts just like them. They're trying to make themselves God. See, you got to remember, whoever controls the media controls the mind. And that's the end objective here. That's the end aim for these people. Okay? But I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that another police officer, an eyewitness of the crimes of the current administration and government agencies that have been set up unconstitutionally in America, that subversively set in these paid provocateurs to create the crimes where innocent people are now patsies, are now thrown in jail, and they're awaiting trial for something that the government set them up for. And you know it. And if it wasn't true, then why is there a third cop witness of the Capitol riots found dead from suicide? Because it works for their narrative. Americans, how many people have died? How many innocent people have died laying their lives on the line to get the information out to you? And then when you get it, you go ahead and drink in what the useful idiots in the mainstream media have set concerning their narrative. I can't blame anybody else for this, friends. I would love to do that, but the responsible party is the American people. I just want to go through this again. So I showed you some audio, video, over in Waco of that, of the ATF killing off on the Branch Davidian. Here, I'm just going to go ahead and show this to you again. I don't know why it's so spotty, but it is a little spotty right now. And it's probably happening because I'm on live radio, and about 60,000 to 70,000 people are getting this message just on one outlet, and they don't want you to see it, nor do they want you to hear it. But again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. And I want to say this because I like taking the time when I'm nudged to do this. I know that my show is being monitored. I know that everything I do is being tracked. And by the way, 99% of the American people are through your phones, okay? So don't think, oh, poor Bradley, look what they're doing to him. Nope. Whatever they're doing to me, rest assured they're going to do it to you if you let it happen. But I want to say to the bad guys, real quick here, this is a prime example of what I'm talking about, how they use you, and then when they don't need you anymore, they'll throw you in the top of a room at the Davidian branch or wherever else it may be convenient. They'll throw all of you that know too much, that did their biddings for them. You lied, you stole, and you killed on the behalf of these devils. This shows you exactly what they'll do to you when they don't have a need for you any longer. Just like this guy right here. Three ATFs go inside. You can see the bullets coming out at him because all three of those bodyguards, former bodyguards, might I add, from Bill Clinton were conveniently killed off by one of their own because they had too much information on Bill Clinton. Okay, this is exactly what they'll do to you too. Okay, I'm just being your best friend, regardless if you hate my guts or if you love me. It matters not. I'm still telling you the truth because that means God is still showing you mercy to understand that you're being used for a bigger program. And when they're done using you, friend, you are expendable. Bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And I just showed you that. And then I took the time, friends, again, Gary Webb. I talked about Benghazi. I talked about the Extortion 17. I talked about Iraq yesterday, friends. How many times do you need to be lied to before you figure out who's setting the narrative? And that's all I ever have to ask is the question. When I debate with someone or someone wants to call in and be contentious, which we're not getting a whole lot of today for some reason because I guess truth demands a response and they can't respond to that truth, 1-866-582-9933. It's absolutely interesting to me that what I find 9 times out of 10, if it's in the Christian realm, they don't know the word or they know it in part, or if it's in the conservative realm, yesterday's liberals, it's them listening to their favorite talking head that continuously fuels the establishment that everybody's complaining about. 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to tell you, friends, that they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. And I just got done sharing with you another cop, the third cop eyewitness concerning what took place there with these Capitol riots that were all created, found dead from suicide. So, with that said, we can all see it on social media platforms. If you want to call in, again, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, how do we justify the unjustifiable? And I'm putting myself in there because I'm in this country with you. But I can tell you this. I don't put up with what a lot of people put up with today. More than not, as a matter of fact. I'm not one of those guys that's just going to roll over and capitulate, tuck tail, and run in the face of those that are attempting to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. Right? We're supposed to live under those that died for us, right? We all love to talk about John 15:13, and greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. Yes, it's true. But if you know that someone laid down their life for you to give you the freedoms that you have, wouldn't you, out of gratitude, stand up and fight off in your own backyard those that they fought off in someone else's backyard in third world countries? 2 Corinthians 5:15. I would think so. I would think so. That's called gratitude. And we don't see a lot of gratitude in this country anymore. I see a lot of people taking for granted the freedoms that they have, not understanding what it was or how it was brought about to give them the freedoms that they have, right? I'm going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to stay on this same vein, friends. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. Well, let me show you a bunch of videos so you can understand that a picture is worth 1,000 words. What about a video? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is disputing a bombshell sex harassment report.
My attorney has done a response to each allegation. And the facts are much different than what has been portrayed.
It comes after the state's attorney general announced the findings of a five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment and harassed several women. A defiant Cuomo saying the report is unfair.
Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter.
Household debt has risen to $15 trillion in the second quarter of this year. Roughly $313 billion was added from the first quarter, which was the largest increase in 14 years. USA Radio News. A new report out from the Republicans sheds more light on the origins of COVID-19.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019. By both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part, that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up, that concerns us the most.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not impressed with the performance of the Biden administration after more than 6 months in office. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You know why people lie, right? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You know why these bad guys lie, right? Because they know the truth. You know what's sad about that? Is you know why the good people, at least the self-professed good people, you know why they lie? Because they know the truth. And they do it in the same direction concerning those that they say are wicked men. We're talking right now about how they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. If it wasn't true, then why is the narrative set? If it wasn't true, then why has the narrative been set? Because all of your information keeps coming from the same people that are creating the issues. Okay? Does everybody understand that? 1-866-582-9933. I mean, it's like I talked about some time ago, you know, when it talks about, we're talking about major voter fraud, voting fraud taking place across the United States of America. Well, where do you have to go to get the results? The same media that lies to you about the results. And yet the American people just go along with it. I don't think I ever have had a conversation with anybody that hasn't acknowledged that there's major voter fraud taking place in this country. And yet, it goes on and on and on. Well, what is the common sense answer to all of this? The American people taking responsibility for those that are doing the lying. That's common sense. And what is America and what are the American people failing to come to, namely themselves, Luke 15, read it when you get a moment, is the fact that they love the little circle that they're caught into. They love it. And if they didn't love it, then why do they put up with it? They think it's a game. And I'm here to tell you, it's not a game. It's just a matter of time before those rights that you take for granted are all going to go away. And why are they going to go away? Because there's not too many people in this country, out of gratitude, that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith to remain a free people. And handing a free country, better than what we have today, off to their posterity. And it shows you that they love themselves more than they love the truth. That makes men free. John 8:32. Oh, it's just true. It's just true. If it wasn't true, friends, I wouldn't be on the radio right now telling you it was or wasn't. I want you to listen to this really quick, because I'm just thinking about the CIA director, William Casey. They found him at the bottom of a lake. He played his game, too, and until they didn't need him anymore. He was the one that said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Did you hear me? And what we're talking about right now is they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. Let me go back to the commercials just for a moment, that live feed. You just heard about how Andrew Cuomo is in trouble right now. Yeah. Did he just say what I think he just said? Trial by newspaper? You know, you're guilty until proven innocent rather than innocent until proven guilty? That guy relies on the mainstream media to keep him in the position that he's in today. And he's still there. And what does he do? He has the audacity to come out and say, you know, we basically have to take a step back. We have to take heed. This is not trial by newspaper. Dude, how many times have you played along with the mainstream media concerning innocent people and accusing them of crimes that you knew that they were not guilty of? But the American people, they just followed right behind Andrew Cuomo. The guy's a creep. He's a pervert. You know it, and I know it, which means he's a criminal. And if you don't want to deal with him and his crimes, it's going to continue on. You're going to add strength to more tyranny. And rest assured, that's exactly what's happening today. Okay? I'm absolutely humored by this guy. The mainstream media comes in all day long and accuses innocent people of crimes that they are not guilty of. They play what? They play the judge, the jury, and they play the executioner. They destroy lives. They defame people. They maliciously attack people that don't go along. And you want to know why they maliciously attack them? Because they're telling you what they don't want you to know. They're exposing them for who they really are. Just ask me. Oh, I've got a long line of it. My name's Bradley Dean. Go on Wikipedia. Go ahead and check out all of the stuff the mainstream media has said about me. And then call and ask me what's true and what's not true. Okay? Because they usually accuse you of things that you're not guilty of. Again, just want to make sure everybody understands the games that are being played here in this country, folks. And enough is enough, to say the least. Let's take Joshua from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Are you there?
Oh, a couple of years back. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
I can hear you.
So, basically, a couple of years back, I got put on probation or whatever, and the cops wound up they tried to charge me for something that I didn't do, so they brought me down to a lower charge, obviously. So the point is now I'm on probation. I'm telling people about COVID-19 and how it's not real, how the 7 studies just came out in universities,
yes.
And it's proven that the CDC cannot prove COVID-19 is real. And yep. my probation officer told me that if I don't stop talking about it, that I'm going to go to jail.
Oh, really?
That's how I live in a sanctuary city right now. So,
oh.
Yeah, well, I live in a sanctuary city. And my probation officer said, and she took the vaccine. She took the vaccine.
Yeah. So, well, you can't help people like that.
I keep talking about the COVID-19. Yeah.
Well, Joshua, you know
the thing. She shouldn't be a probation officer at all.
Right. Well, you know what? I would take that as a sign of you're doing the right thing, and I would keep doing the right thing, and I would ask her, in what reference are you making concerning law that I'm violating the law? Because for her to suggest something like that is way out there. She's got no grounds to stand on in any sense of the word. So keep doing what you're doing, brother. Where are you at in New York, by the way? Hello?
Kingston City.
Okay, are you listening to me on live radio?
Kingston.
Okay, are you listening to me on live radio, or are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you over the phone right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So via internet is what you're saying.
Over the phone.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I appreciate your phone call. And by the way, thank you, Joshua. You just teed this up for me on so many different levels. And let me show you what I'm talking about. The other day I brought this up to the American people, and I didn't realize at the bottom of it there was audio videos over and over again concerning the tens of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine injured fight censorship to bring their stories to the public. At this point, you must, if you can, go to a social media platform. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. So there's a website that claims to have had 1,000 COVID stories, okay, of people injured by the COVID-19, as they have labeled it, 19 injections featuring some heart-wrenching videos. Are you thinking of getting a COVID shot? Question mark. Is your teenager being forced to take a shot in order to return to college? Question mark. All unlawful, by the way. Do you have a friend on the fence about vaccines? Question mark. Are you concerned about the possible side effects of these vaccines? And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to that website, and I want you to see these videos that they don't want you to see. Okay, again, I'm waiting for people to jump on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, social media platforms, or beforeitsnews.com, and I want you to check out these videos. These are personal stories. They are videos, okay? And again, what you need to see and what you need to hear is what they don't want you to see. So let's go ahead and check these out. Here's one lady gyrating uncontrollably after she took her experimental injection. This is what they don't want you to see. But how is it that these propagandists know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth? I'm just curious.
Deep breaths.
Yep, she's taking deep breaths. She can barely breathe. She's shaking uncontrollably. It's
not a panic attack.
She's scared to death. This is 7/17 of 2021. Okay. Did you see that on the mainstream media, friends? Do you see this on the mainstream media? Nope. Well, then how is it they're on the mainstream media telling you an untruth? And how is it that they're getting away with it? I want to tell you why. Because they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. And if it wasn't true, then why are they still there? Look at these innocent people. And there's stories that are being censored illegally by big tech companies. And yet the propagandist told you that it's better for you to take the vaccine than not. It's never been approved. It's an experimental injection. And if you don't take it, then guess what? Then you're a part of the problem. Hey, folks, the question that I have for everybody listening to me, how is it that they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth? Let's go to the next audio video, and I'll describe this if you are not on social media platforms. And I want you to check this one out as well, friends. This is terrible, to say the least. It's terrible. Okay? We have one lady. I don't know what's going on with this video, but the fact of the matter is, I think she's just talking here. I'm going to go to the next one. Here is 7/13/2021. And this boy is laying out. He's shaking uncontrollably. He's laying on a hospital bed after he just took his COVID vaccine shot. And this is all being censored by yours truly as well. He can barely walk. The side effects are leg tremors, neurological issues. But you're being told it's safe and effective. And if you don't take it, there's something wrong with you. Americans, how is it that they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth? Especially if the majority of the American people that know what I'm showing you right now is totally true. How is it that the lie still has legs? How is it that the lie still has legs in this country? How come over in other countries, friends, the legs have been knocked out from under them? Huh? Do you understand what I'm trying to get to? We have to take responsibility for what's going on, because if the 330 million people, out of gratitude, were thankful for their freedoms, they wouldn't allow tyranny to reign in their own backyards. I'm going to keep going on, and I'm going to keep showing you more videos, because I am telling you the truth that exposes the lie through video. so you can see firsthand what the mainstream media does not want you to see. It's criminal. It's a criminal conspiracy, and they must lawfully be dealt with, period. Period. Isaiah 28, verse 18. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page. Before It's News, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And you need to call in now. This is the last segment. Stick to the topic. I wasn't sure if I was going to show you this or not, but you remember when Tim Brown, morning show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, had Tony Roman from Basilico's in Huntington Beach, California on. He's the guy that put up a big billboard, and he is protesting all of this nonsense that a majority of the American people have come to in one way or another. And keep in mind, what we're talking about right now is the propagandists and the useful idiots know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. I want to show this to you. This is an interview with this little mobster. Little punk is what he is. I wish I had this opportunity, but he went after Tony Roman today. Just a couple days ago, forgive me. It just popped up on my screen from one of our friends. And it's Kumo blasts anti-vax restaurant owner to his face. Intense interview. Of course, they embellish these headlines. And what you call the right and what you call conservatives, they do the same game. It got a little intense, but not over the top. If I would have had the opportunity to get in front of this guy, I would have went right after him. But I want to show this to you, and you guys go ahead and tell me what your thoughts are. You're going to hear the audio if you're listening to us in one of the 153 cities, just so you understand as to how this game is being played out. Now, listen carefully, okay? Again, this is Cuomo allegedly blasting that of Tony Roman, our friend, from Huntington Beach, because he refuses to bend the knee, put that up against Daniel 3. And here it is. Here's the interview.
You have vaccine resistant, skeptical, hesitant, and then you have just, I'm not taking it. A restaurant owner in California posted signs calling on customers to show proof that they have not gotten the vaccine. He's also banned diners from wearing masks inside and put up this massive billboard that says, leave the mask, take the cannoli. Of course, it has to be an Italian guy, and he's using the Godfather. Anyway, Tony Roman is the owner of Basilico's Pasta e Vino, and he joins me now from inside his restaurant. Welcome.
Man, you said the name perfectly. You said it perfectly. Good job. Now I know you're Italian.
It's because I speak the language. Let me guess. You don't. But here's what I'm asking you. Tony.
I love it.
Is this a little bit of a joke? Can you give me some hope that you really don't want people to not get vaccinated so they can come to your restaurant?
That's a good question. You're a smart guy. It's an IQ test. And like I say to people when they ask me, if they're so blinded with their rage and their hate, I tell them, you know what, if you still don't understand it, maybe we should put up a sign up that says you're too stupid to come into the restaurant. I mean, it's very simple. Just like you said, I think you figured it out. Am I right?
I don't even know what you're saying right now. Tell me, what's the deal?
I'm saying we're making a point.
And so
you answered the question.
So you haven't been vaccinated. Nobody in your family has been vaccinated.
If I answer that, are you going to answer that when I ask you?
Yeah, sure. Ask me whatever you want. Now answer my question.
I'm not vaccinated. Are you?
I am. How about your parents, your wife, your kids?
You were hesitant.
No, I got vaccinated.
I'm going to ask you the same thing. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is your family vaccinated?
Yes.
See, what you're not getting, you're failing the IQ test. What you're not getting, which I expected, what you're not getting is that this is not an anti-vaccine stand. It's a pro-freedom stand. That's what you're not getting.
What is the difference when you are ignoring the science that suggests that if you get vaccinated, you protect yourself, you protect the people around you, and you help us get out of this pandemic a little bit faster?
Uh-huh.
So what's next then? Are we all going to lock ourselves in our homes whenever there's a flu outbreak or there's an outbreak of a cold, a common cold? Are we going to lock ourselves inside our homes and wear a moon suit? I mean, where does it end?
Exactly.
It ends with you getting the vaccine so that
this
virus doesn't keep replicating and creating variants that we need to find ways to combat. The whole reason this is happening is because people won't protect themselves, Tony. I mean, what are you thinking?
Then why did you leave your house when you had COVID? I mean, you had it, and you left your house. I mean, it's been documented.
Remember this?
Right?
Well,
so, it has been documented.
No, he did not like it.
Documented. I quarantined.
Why
I went out.
Look at his face.
He's
turning red, folks.
Somebody,
I don't know, man.
And I know you don't know, so I'm trying to help you. The science is clear, Tony.
I'm trying to help me.
I don't want you to get sick the way I was sick.
The science is clear. Oh, you care about me all of a sudden, huh?
Yeah, see, folks, so this goes on and on and on and on. Here we're listening to the CNN propagandists. By the way, what Tony Roman was calling out Mr. Cuomo on was the fact that he was telling everybody through the Communist Network News to wear a mask. And remember, that's how it started, the mask, right? And then when they seen the sheeple in America wear the mask, then it went to what? Vaccines. And we all knew what was going there. That was the pill and the jam, right? It's interesting that Tony Roman from Basilico's in Huntington Beach called out Cuomo for the fact that he was out without a mask. And you can see Cuomo's face getting red and very defensive about it. And for you to suggest that he got vaccinated, folks, you have got to be out of your mind. And what are they saying? Well, if you want everything to go back to normal, then do what we told you to do. Isn't that what we continuously have been exposing here? That this is the history of dictatorships, friends? They create the problem, then they offer the resolve. Yep. And now we're even hearing from these same people, friends, that if you don't take the resolve, we have Don Lemon, the sodomite, Leviticus 18:22 and 32 other references condemning homosexuality, saying that, you know what, then don't let them buy. Don't let them sell. Put that up against Revelation 3:13-17. Right? And then, and Kumho, during this conversation, I need to get back to some of these other videos, friends, for the sake of time, but Kumho talks about how it's everybody's free choice. If you don't want to get it, then don't get it. Well, then what's the interview about? See, people got to think things through. This is why they get away with what they get away with. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. Then what is the whole interview with Tony Roman about, Kumho? You're trying to force people in the narrow way so you can create a new system of government. And if they don't go along with it, you want to offer back the rights to the people that you have never been given to offer back to us. They come from God, not from the mainstream media. Period. Read the Declaration of Independence. Want to go back to show you some more of these videos that they don't want you to see. I want you to see them. I want you to watch this little boy. This is one of their, as they call it, COVID-19 side effects. This is 7/13/21. Let's check out this poor little victim. And keep in mind what the mainstream media keeps telling you. They're safe and effective. Baloney. They're censoring all of what I'm showing you right now. Look at this little boy. If that was my kid, we'd have some serious, serious problems. And guess what, friends? I am my brother's keeper. This is an extension of who we are in this country. Why are the American people standing back and listening to these propagandists promulgate their lies, friends? How is it that they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth? Little victims, friends, little boys, little girls, shaking uncontrollably.
Okay.
The headline, parents almost kill their child with the COVID jab. Yeah, did you hear about that? Nope. You just heard about what the CDC, the perpetrators, Anthony Fauci, the perpetrators, Bill Gates, the perpetrators, the Donald Trumps of the world. Friends, the father of the vaccine is Donald Trump called himself. They're telling you, no, go out and get it. We already got ours. No, they didn't. This is a genocide. Just ask Bill Gates. Let's go to the next one, okay? And, of course, this is all the information that they don't want anybody to see. And what do we have here? We have another guy. One lady, she's swearing. I can't play the audio. Sorry, friends. But this guy, I can feel for him right now. He's in a chair, shaking uncontrollably. And, by the way, these are the guys. These are the kids. These are the women that lived. These are the ones that lived. Look at this guy. Folks, we even have nurses on video that got the shot, right? Oh, and by the way, in the state of Minnesota, we were just told that if those in the medical industry don't get their shot, they're terminated on a certain date. It's completely illegal. Why, Americans, are you sitting back allowing these criminals, why are you allowing them to promulgate the lies? Why? I'm showing you just the exact opposite. These aren't just one in a million. No, folks, that's not what's going on here. That's not what's going on here. I don't know what they're saying, so I have to be careful here, friends, but I'm going to go to another one here. And this guy, man distraught, telling the story of his aunt in ICU after taking the shot. I'm hearing phone calls from people all over the country now. You heard some on Saturday. My family members, I've had two people die that have taken the shot. How come this isn't being broadcasted throughout the mainstream media? Because they don't want you to know. If it's not about a genocide, then what is it about? Somebody tell me. Somebody tell me.
You're live.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, I'm going to post this article on social media platforms even now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Out of time. Sorry about that. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.